2. Understanding the language of branding. It is important to establish a common brand management vocabulary in your organization. Establishing this common vocabulary will ensure that people can communicate with fewer misunderstandings. More important, it will help communicate and reinforce key brand management principles. I worked with organizations in which different managers used different terms to describe positioning the brand. Terms ranged from essence and promise to position and unique value proposition. This caused great confusion. I worked with other organizations that struggled with the differences among master brand, family brand, parent brand, umbrella brand, corporate brand, sub-brand, endorsed brand, product brand, etc. The aim is to agree on one set of terms and to simplify the brand architecture. Brand. The American Marketing Association describes a brand as a name, term, sign, symbol, or design, or a combination of them, intended to identify the goods and services of one seller or group of sellers and to differentiate them from those of competition. More important, a brand is the source of a promise to the consumer. It promises relevant, differentiated benefits. Everything an organization does should be focused on enhancing delivery against its brand's promise. Combining a few different definitions, a brand is the name and symbols that identify the source of a relationship with the consumer, the source of a promise to the consumer, the unique source of products and services, the single concept that you own inside the mind of the prospect. According to brand management experts Al Ries and Laura Ries, in their book, The 22 Immutable Laws of Branding, the sum total of each customer's experience with your organization. Finally, another way to think about brands is that they are personifications of organizations and their products and services. In this way, brands can hold certain values, have specific personalities, possess admirable qualities, stand for something, make promises, and create emotional connections with people. The origin of brands. Brands date back to earliest recorded history, when they were used to indicate the